This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today on Friday morning by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. He is back in Illinois after making the trip to the Farm Progress Show. Matt, what are we seeing in the grains here on Friday?
Yeah, we're seeing the bounce continue here. So basically, we've got some end of the month buying, in my opinion. I sure hope that this kind of strength continues, if you will. You know, the thing is that you look at both corn and beans, and you know, they're kind of pushing up and trying to push through. Beans have on the 20-day moving average. They both have gotten above the 10-day moving average. Corn's pushing up on the 20. Typically, you want to get up closer to like the 50 in this situation. You know, the 10 and 20 don't typically hold as much weight. But the bottom line is we've kind of etched out a bit of a low for now, it looks like, on the short term. The problem is, you know, the longer term trend, when you look at the chart, still looks intact for a move lower. So I think, again, some of this end of the month buying is probably what's fueled that. But I think that it might be a really good opportunity if someone's been frustrated in the last week or two being behind on sales, maybe step in and maybe sell an increment in here, you know, just in case this thing moves on down in September. Because a lot of times that's what we'll see, you know, once people have, you know, rolled basis contracts, once we see first notice day roll around, end of the month buying from the funds, sometimes the backside of that doesn't look near as pretty.
How encouraged have you been by the export sales we have seen this week?
Very good export sales, no doubt about it. You know, I don't want to throw cold water on anything. We need those big time, though. USDA was super aggressive between July and August, you know, in boosting their exports. And that's a very typical thing for them to do whenever you have a big crop. Most of the time, they'll come in and they'll really increase demand.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
September corn up 4.5 at 376.25. September soybeans up 12.75 at 986.5. September soybean meal up 230 at 310.90. September soybean oil up 22 cents at 43.39. On the Merck, October live cattle up 85 cents at 178.75. September feeder cattle up 80 cents at 240.30. October lean hogs up 40 cents at 82.57. October pork cutout up 10 cents at 91.17. Class 3 milk unchanged at 22.18. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.